It's been a really hard year, from gun violence to COVID fatigue to grieving families trying to make sense of it all. And we want to switch gears a little. This is Getting Through, a series where we bring the stories and sounds of how we're staying grounded during this chaos. It's no wonder that food has been a huge comfort for a lot of people the past year. And for Shane Bernardo, foods hold deep cultural meaning. Bernardo is Filipino, a lifelong Detroiter, and uses food as a medium for healing. Today, they cook a Filipino dish with producer Rachel Ishikawa.
There are a lot of things I've missed doing this past year. A big one is cooking with other people. So when Shane Bernardo suggested that we cook a meal together, virtually, I jumped at the opportunity, even though it meant another hour of my life spent on Zoom. We chopped vegetables, chatted.
Now, when you eat rice, are you a mixer or do you keep it to the side?
So I have like a separate bowl with my rice in it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's okay. We can still be friends.
Yeah.
Fried everything up and filled our homes miles away from each other with the same smell.
Oh, it already smells really good.
Yeah, it smells really good.
We're making ginisang ampalaya at Kipon. It's a Filipino dish with shrimp, bitter melon, tomato, and eggs. I'm excited because it uses bitter melon, which I hated as a kid, but now often cook with pork or tofu. The dish holds memories for Shane too.
So it's a dish that reminds me of coming together with family, sharing stories, and it's usually like a communal gathering of sorts that, yeah, usually follows like going to something like mass or something where you see other folks that live in the community from the Philippine diaspora too.
And that's the thing about food. It can transport us to another place. For Shane, that's part of the reason why food is a healing practice. It's an idea that's been instilled in him since he was a kid. His family owned a grocery store on the west side of Detroit, and he saw firsthand how important it was to have access to cultural and traditional foods.
I saw how people of different diasporas were able to connect with one another over a shared sense of struggle, shared identity of being in the diaspora, of feeling displaced, and how these foods helped retain our sense of self, help retain our sense of ancestry, retain our sense of identity, retain our relationship to our homelands.
As part of the diaspora, our cultural foods connect us to where we come from and to the ones who came before us. Food is a way to find home, even when you're so far away from it. For Shane, home now is with his mom and younger brother in Detroit. He's a caregiver for both of them, so day to day doesn't look a lot different than pre-COVID. Shane says the reality of the pandemic hit him several months in, and he turned to cooking Filipino foods for comfort.
It became a very cathartic practice of regrounding myself in ideas, foodways, and traditions that preceded this feeling of being displaced.
Displaced. It's a strong word. And I think a lot of us can relate to feeling displaced because of COVID. Feeling disconnected, uprooted, isolated from the world. For Shane, this feeling is familiar. I think it's familiar to a lot of people in the diaspora.
Feeling isolated is one that is part of this condition of being a diasporic person, of having a diasporic identity, of feeling the impact of being displaced off your ancestral lands and pushed into becoming a wage earner and consumer abroad, or even in places that you're not even familiar with or cannot subsist off the land alone.
So as they've done throughout their life, Shane turned to food to find place and connection during the pandemic.
It's a very intentional practice. It's a very useful practice and one that I foresee myself using to self-soothe, but also continue to reckon with it, what it means to be a diaspora person living in the U.S. under a pandemic.
For Shane, the practice of cooking and celebrating these cultural foods nourishes our bodies and our spirits. It's a type of medicine. And so in our separate homes, Shane and I got a dose. We finished cooking our meal and compared platings. Theirs looked better, but mine looked okay too.
Oh yeah, you cut your bitter melon, I think, differently than I did.
I did. I cut it long ways.
It's colorful. The pink of the shrimp, the lime green bitter melon, and the burst of red Roma tomatoes. Shane shared a prayer.
Creator, thank you for this day, this meal, and your presence in our lives. Thank you, sun, water, and earth, for growing this food.
And then, in no small way, miles away from each other, under a pandemic, two people from the diaspora shared a meal.
All right, shall we take our first bite together?
I think we should.
It turned out really good. It turned out really good.
And there's something poetic here about sharing this particular dish in this particular moment. The bitterness of the melon, the sweetness of the tomato, and the tenderness of the shrimp. An amalgamation of different ingredients, together containing multitudes. I'm Rachel Ishikawa, Michigan Radio News.